Hi there. Welcome to Intentional Living. Come on in, everybody. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We've got Thanksgiving behind us, and now we're looking down the barrel of Christmas coming at us. Literally, when it comes to stress and finance, hopefully as Christians, we can rise above this. But let me ask the question, when you think about getting through the holidays, the stress, the expectations, are they particularly stressful for you as a single person? Single with kids, maybe single as a widowed person, or maybe never married. What are some of the unique challenges when we think about the expectations for the holiday? And how do you thrive? What have you done? What do you do to make this time a special time for you as a single? Or what question do you have for me? Are you ready? This is Intentional Living. Let's go.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much, and welcome to Intentional Living today for singles. We do ask the question when we go through this holiday season, Thanksgiving, now into Christmas and into this new year, as a single person, what have you found that helps? What are some things that are unique for you, perhaps, as you try to thrive during this season and prepare for a new year and celebrate the birth of Christ? Maybe you have a question. Maybe you wrestle with this. I do know this. This is one of these times of year where expectations are just they skyrocket. I mean, they're just unrealistic. And as you know, we teach every day that expectations, whenever they are larger than, greater than the reality of life, it always creates disappointment. It always does. And I think that Christmas season brings the best out in a person, brings the worst out in a person, in a family, in a lot of areas. And as a single person, I'd love to know if you're single, how do you thrive, or maybe a question or something you're going to be wrestling with this year that you'd like maybe just a word of encouragement. 888-888-1717. Now, of course, we know money is a big issue. You know, you hear about it over and over. Don't spend more than you make. Don't spend more than you budget. You know, be realistic. You know, a lot of people are online now, and the online buying is up. And I think online buying might actually be easier because it's just a button you push and a credit card or PayPal or whatever it is you use to pay for. So it could be a problem of overspending, making sure you have a budget. Relationships can always be problematic. You're getting together with people and family that maybe you only are with every year or so. And maybe you love them, but you just don't get along all that well for whatever reason. And the expectations are such that it creates tension, and that's unfortunate. Shouldn't be, but it does. And I think it's really important during this season. I think one of the greatest gifts you can give, single, married, or whatever, to increase happiness, increase perspective, is to increase your anticipation by serving others. It may be that you're providing food for people in need. It may be that you're getting gifts for a family in need. It may be that you're going to serve at your local gospel rescue mission by paying it forward, or any number of things that you decide to do, maybe inviting someone over to be a part of the celebration in your home as a single person. What do you do? Or what questions do you have? 888-888-1717, not to mention traditions and health and, of course, your spiritual development. Talk all about that in a moment as well as we get focused on the countdown to Christmas for singles. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Phoenix. I am a single, I'm 27, and I think oftentimes it can be easy for the enemy to creep in with those thoughts and those lies around this season, where we're feeling alone, or that, you know, our life isn't looking how we imagined it when we were younger. And I think even just acknowledging those lies and changing the thought process to being thankful and just having a thankful heart that thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have this time as a single to invest in other relationships and to spend time with family, and ultimately knowing that the Lord knows what is best, and thanking Him for keeping us single, because, you know, He's prepping somebody else, or He's continuing to prep our hearts for marriage, or prepping us for a lifetime of singleness, whatever that may be, just going back to having a thankful heart. That's what's definitely helped me as I navigate this journey of singleness.
That's good. Thank you for sharing that. I think it gets back to perspective, so much of it. And this expectation thing that I talked about, whenever it's larger than reality, and at the holidays, it just seems to be like on steroids, the expectations. You know, this year is going to be different. This year is going to be better. This year, you know, things are going to be different. And they sometimes are, and sometimes they aren't. And I was thinking over Thanksgiving. This was the year we alternate with family, and we have family with us on Thanksgiving one year, and then we do it an off weekend on the other year. So you share with families. You know how that works? Well, this year, we got through Thanksgiving. This was our year with the family. And Donna started to feel sick, you know, the cold, the flu, whatever the stuff is going around. And we got through Thanksgiving, and boy, she just bottomed out. And so instead of having, you know, this refreshing, relaxing weekend, expectations minus reality, you know, and you learn to, you have to adapt, you have to adjust. All right, let's find out what John wants to talk about in terms of being single. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm on a cell phone in a car from Lansing, Michigan.
Well, okay. Greetings. What have you learned, John, as a single person about expectations at the holiday season here?
Well, this is something I've held on to for a long time, not only single but married. December 25th is one day. What's the other 364 days of the year? Now, a lot of people want to take that one day and overpower the other 364 days with one day. If I don't live up to what you want me on that one day, the other 364 days can go to, and you can fill in the blank. That just ain't right.
Well, that's absolutely right, John. I was thinking, like, on Thanksgiving, we had, you know, family over, and you spend 4 or 5 hours, and you enjoy it. It's a great celebration. There's a lot of tradition. I'm big into making sure we have tradition. I think that's important. But you're right, John. I think when we put so much emphasis on one day, our life should be one of following Christ and honoring Him and honoring our family every day of the year, all 364 days of the year. But here's what happens. I think what happens so often on a holiday is everybody comes to the scene with a certain set of expectations, and sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not good. It may be family members that haven't gotten together in a while, or frankly don't get along all that well, and the expectations on one family member for the other, or at Christmas, the gift giving that doesn't measure up to what you expect. And that's why there's such a letdown. We know in December and January in particular, we've seen some of the stats that depression rises and people have more challenges with mental illness and all the things associated with drug abuse and so on, because of the fact that during the season, the expectations are so high. And you're absolutely right. It's the 364 other days of the year that we need to focus on, the other 364 days of the year, every day living for Christ. So when we get to a Christmas day, when we get to a Thanksgiving day, we've got real reason to celebrate. Here's another thing I'll throw in. Don't wait until Christmas Day to try to resolve a problem with a person. You got a problem, an issue, resolve it many weeks before. And because if you don't, I'm telling you, that's not the day to try to solve problems. Well, how do you weigh, if you're a single person, how do you weigh in? What do you do? How do you thrive? What's the question that you have? 888-888-1717. Thanks, John, for your call.
I've been single all my life. I'm 59 years old. My name is Candy. And my mother just died this year at 91, and I've been alone ever since. And I see all the things that I need to do, and I've been trying to be intentional about doing all the things that need to be done. But I also know that there are others out there that need so much more. And it breaks my heart to hear people say, well, I'll call you, or I'll come and see you, and then nobody ever shows up. I hurt for singles for at Christmas, and also widows, because sometimes nobody ever shows up. I want to be very intentional about getting a hold of these people and seeing what I can do to help them out. Thank you very much for your program, Randy. Bye.
Boy, that's a good reminder. There are people, widows, people in need, people sick, people homebound, people for the first season, maybe after the loss of a spouse, a death of a spouse, or a divorce, will be struggling. And if you can reach out even to one, or if you're in that situation, that you not sit and feel sorry for yourself, which is an easy thing for all of us to do, but to find an opportunity to reach out to somebody that's always in greater need than we are. Don and I were talking about that over Thanksgiving. We are so blessed. And as a nation, I mean, no matter what state you live in or where you are, we are blessed. When you look around the world, when you see what's happening on this planet, when you see what's happening politically around the world, we are blessed people, for sure. All right, Ronnie's on the line. Welcome to the program, Ronnie. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question today?
My question today is how to rise above the feeling of being unwanted with the family. You know, to forgive the family when they don't want you around.
Huh. Is this a new experience, or has it been a lifelong or long-term?
It's been a long-term, lifelong, exactly. You know, like I said, I'm the black sheep of the family. I try to, you know, I'm no angel. Try to make amends, but, you know, every holiday something comes up and I'm left out.
Well, so you don't get invited? You don't get connected?
I don't get invited. And like this past Thanksgiving dinner, my family went down to Las Cruces. They didn't invite me. They knew I was going to be here in Albuquerque all alone with no friends and nobody to have a Thanksgiving dinner with. And they knew that. And my own mother and her husband chose to leave me behind and go on this trip, road trip without me. And they took my son, but they didn't take me.
Do you have a relationship with them off season, when just throughout the year, do you have contact with your family?
Yeah, you know, I thought my mother and I had a pretty good relationship, but, you know, her husband and I, we do not get along.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be together as a couple this year, but we don't want Ronnie with us.
Right, but they took my son.
Yeah.
They took my son with them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to your mom about this?
I have, but, you know, it just goes around in circles. Mm-hmm. You know, we both are trying, you know, we're born-again Christians. We try to live the life of, of Jesus Christ by, you know, reading the Bible, going to Calvary, but, you know, all these trials and tribulations keep coming up, and I just get left out.
Well, Ronnie, I'm sorry about that, and it's not as it should be, especially in a Christian family. But it's a reality, and we got a lot of people listening because of situations that have occurred in the past that have been unresolved, or divorces and remarriages. There are many families who have just gone through Thanksgiving and will at Christmas time experience what you've experienced. Instead of having the old time, getting together, you know, the traditions, the things that you used to do and the way it used to be, it's something different now. It's a different family structure, different relationships, different priorities, different expectations. And your question is, how do I rise above it? And I think your expectations have to be adjusted, because if your mother's remarried and she's got a husband that you don't connect with and you're unable to connect with, this is probably going to be a reality when it comes to a special day, a Thanksgiving day or Christmas day. But here's what I encourage you to do. I think you rise above it by doing two practical things. One is getting outside of yourself and finding other people like yourself in need, other people in your community in need. It could be at the rescue mission. It could be someone who needs food, family that needs some gifts, something you can do where you invest in someone who cares, frankly. I think we put unrealistic expectations that our family is always going to meet our needs, and the reality is many times they're not willing to do it or unwilling to do it, or they're not equipped to do it, or the relationship isn't such that that's going to happen. And so there's a world of hurt, a world of need around us, and we can reach out. And Ronnie, you sound like a smart guy and you're a compassionate person to find some people in the need in your area there in New Mexico and reach out to them for Christmas. Get involved with some single outreaches and some things that are going on in the church where you can serve other people. Secondly, I would work on during the off season to really build that relationship with your mom and with your stepdad, with her husband, and see if you can bridge over some of these things and build a stronger relationship. And you do that sometimes one-on-one over an extended period of time. But you know what? There are times when that doesn't happen. You know, there's just a reality. There's a breach in some relationships that keep that from ever becoming a reality in a person's life. And in your case, Ronnie, if that's what you're facing, there's a point where you've got to say, hey, the expectations aren't, you know, realistic, and I got to change reality and start investing in the lives of other people.
Right.
Is that something you can do?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can definitely do that, but, you know, it still hurts when I'm going to be out there with strangers that are lonely like me, but knowing that I have a family out there that I would like to be with and share time with.
Sure. Hurts.
And it hurts.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's totally appropriate to be able to express that to the people that you love, Ronnie. And I think it's an opportunity to sit down with your mom and just say exactly what you said to me. I hope she's listening. Just hurts. Just hurts. You know, the stuff. There's a point where we get all the stuff in history. I don't know what it is in your case, and there may be some reasons they're concerned. I don't know. But at the end of the day, the hurt is real, and God loves you, Ronnie, and it's not only finding other people that you get with that are also lonely, but in the reality is you support one another. There's other people just in need. They may not even be lonely. They just have needs, and you may have some skills and resources and things that you can do to invest in their life. You know, it's not intended to be a pity party. It's an opportunity of service, and I encourage you to do that no matter what you do in trying to reconnect with your family.
Don't get so busy this year that you miss the Christmas gift.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Robert McFarland, our intentional leadership coach.
Jesus is the Christmas gift, and what an amazing gift he is. Let that put gratitude in your everyday thinking. Let the Christmas gift help you see things with fresh eyes. Resolve to make your time with God each morning put you in a grateful state of mind, and be intentional each day about how you can be grateful. By cultivating that sense of gratitude, you will see things through new eyes, and you will be able to see blessings where you had not seen them before. When you see things afresh, share those insights with others. Invite them on the journey to explore how gratitude will change their lives. May you be grateful for Jesus, the Christmas gift, and the hope of Christmas throughout the coming year. For Intentional Living, I'm Robert McFarland.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. That's very true. And I welcome you to Intentional Living. Just joined us. We're talking about singles at the holidays. We're talking about expectations when they don't meet reality. Disappointment always follows. And of course, the common sense. Don't overspend. Don't overeat. Don't overexpect. Enjoy an opportunity to serve. You know, really give an opportunity to care for other people. The expectations are so huge between now and the end of the year. And singles have been weighing in on this. Speaking of singles, my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman always has a perspective on life. Here's an intentional thought for singles from Kevin.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single-parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents, but my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. And although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Yes, he will, my friend. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Lehman. Okay, let's go to the calls here. We got Lisa, who wants to apparently comment on Ronnie's call. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate your call.
Hi. Yes, I just want to tell him, I didn't get to hear the whole story, but I got to hear part of it, and I want him to know that there's people out here that's going to keep him in prayer. Sorry, I'm kind of like losing myself. And I do understand where he's at. I have a dad that I really don't know. It's kind of like a one-way situation. I put all the effort in to keep in touch with him, but he doesn't reach back out. So I know that pain, especially through the holidays, wanting to be with the ones that you love, and they're just not there. So I guess I just want him to know that, you know, he's in prayer, and the feelings I understand, and I am so sorry that he has to deal with it as well.
I'm sorry for you too, Lisa. It sounds like you maybe think, you know, maybe next time, or the next communication, or the try a little harder, maybe I'll get through to him this time. It just doesn't seem to work.
No, it don't. It don't. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I know that I can do is I keep praying. I keep asking God to step in and intervene, because, I mean, that's the only way it's going to happen. And I know that. And someday it's going to happen. And I will, you know, he'll reach out there. But until that day, you know, God knows the right day, the right time, and the right place. Mm-hmm. And I just keep that, my faith in that. And to Rodney, that's the only thing you can do too. Just know that there's people out there that's going through the same thing, and you know, there's people out there that love him, and you know, are going to keep him in prayer. And I just want him to know that.
Well, I hope he's still listening. Thank you, Lisa, and we'll be praying for you too. I know you're hurting. I can
Thank
hear
you.
It in your voice. And boy, again, holidays for some are always the high point, and for others, it's the reality point of disappointment. Expectations greater than reality always equals disappointment. Singles in the holidays, here's the good news. God loves you. He cares for you. He is a friend that the scripture says sticks closer than a brother. Can I add maybe closer than a mother and a father and a brother and everybody else? Keeping your focus on him. That's where I thought about the fact that we judge on expectations, God judges on intention. And it's something we need to look at on a regular basis. You know, this is the point, I think, in life when people reject God. How many people do you know who have rejected God because God doesn't make any sense? How could he take my baby? How could he let that car accident occur? How can we have poverty in parts of the world today? And people use that as an opportunity to say, God makes no sense, I'm rejecting the whole thing. And many of us question it too. People, I know people, and you do too, who have come along and they, as the scripture says, the seed went down into kind of hard soil, or it didn't take root, and then those tough times come, and because of the heat of the moment or the problems that are faced, they reject it and they walk away from the faith. And it's a lot of times when God makes no sense, that's the time that we're going to bail out. It's not when things are going well.
Boy, that's true. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching for members. Members only. When life makes no sense, how do you be intentional during those times? A very encouraging, biblically based, intentional message of hope for members. And so watch for it. It's coming your way. It'll be in your box during this holiday season as this month's membership gift to you. By the way, if you're not a member, come and join us. When you do, something really happens that's cool. Every month, you're going to get a brand new teaching from our ministry all about mentoring, encouraging you, And starting in 2019 in January and throughout 2019, we're going to be focusing on living on purpose, living life on purpose, finding our purpose, experiencing our purpose in our marriage, our family, and our finance, and our health. And it's going to be just a really neat year as we focus on living on purpose for members. If you're not a member, come and join us today. Your monthly support is all that's required to become a member. We're encouraging you at $1 a day, $30 in a month. And by the way, those who join us as new monthly members, $30 a month or more, or those who could share a year-end one-time single gift right now of $250 or more for intentional living, we're going to send to you our number one requested resource called The Intentional Word. It's the one-year chronological Bible. And it'll help you begin an intentional process in 2019 of reading the Bible chronologically, day by day. It'll be a part of the faith growth that you have planned, I know, in your heart for 2019. Hey, you can get that today by joining us as a member or sharing that gift by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call anytime. Right now is a good time. 888-888-1717. God bless you. Thank you for your support.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. In times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I'm believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that I have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
Hey, listen, a word from her to you maybe today. The really cool things about intentional living is we hear from you who tell us what God's doing in your life, how you're choosing to be intentional. Here's one thing we know. There's only one path to lasting, genuine, true success. I'm talking about the kind of success that is eternal, the kind of success that gives you peace and happiness and freedom, and that's being intentional. And you just heard a story of a woman who's doing that. And God bless her for sharing it. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us today on this topic of singles during this busy, stressful holiday season. And come on back tomorrow. We're going to talk about stepping back from the brink. Boy, I think it'll be a very practical program for you. For all of us here at Intentional Living, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.